Stabino Enchilini, the fan, 680 and 93.7 FM, joined by the GM of the Atlanta Hawks. They're in town tonight, taking on the Miami Heat. Travis Schlenk joining us on the Loud Security Systems Newsmaker line. Travis, appreciate the time. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing well, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Well, Halloween brought an early scare to you a couple of nights ago. Can you give us an update on the status of Trae Young?
Yeah, we haven't seen him yet this morning, but as of yesterday, he was doing real well. You know, amazingly, for a kid who's probably been playing basketball since he could walk and talk, it's the first time he's ever sprained his ankle. So, you know, we're being a little cautious just to see how he reacts. But by the time we landed back in Atlanta, I guess it was Tuesday night, he was already off the crutches and walking around. So we feel good that he'll be able to make a speedy recovery.
Travis Schlenk with us on the Loud Security Systems Newsmaker line. Chris, you brought up something yesterday as we were talking about this on the show. He loves to play basketball. His work ethic speaks for itself. Do you have to kind of protect him from himself because you know he's going to want to get back out there and play?
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, the first thing he said when he came in yesterday and got his treatment is, you know, I can go tomorrow. And if it was a playoff game, we might do that. But it's, you know, game five of 82 games, so there's no reason to run him out there and have it happen again, and now we are looking at a 2-3 week process with a sprained ankle.
Hey, Travis, if we go with the premise that not all 82 are created equally when it comes to intensity, is this the type of team that can, young, athletic, wanting to run? You want to come in our building on a Tuesday night in January and not play very hard? Those are the types of games that this team can and will win over the course of a season?
Well, we hope so. You know, we go out there and play hard every single night. You know, we are young, and when you have a young team, you know, you're going to make mistakes. But, you know, through the first four games, we feel real good about how we've competed and how we've played. So, you know, that's going to be our goal for the entire year is to show up and give everybody, every team their best every single night.
Travis Schlenk with us, GM of the Hawks. Here on the Loud Security Systems Newsmaker line, what's been the biggest surprise that you have seen? I know it's early in the season, but going back through training camp, that would indicate that maybe things are going to be a little bit better than some think they're going to be this year.
For us, I think the biggest surprise we've seen is just, you know, how easily our rookies have adjusted to the NBA game. You know, if you go back and think about it, Cam and DeAndre didn't really play summer league at all. You know, DeAndre played, I think, a half before he got hurt. Obviously, Cam didn't play at all. And so to not have that experience under their belts, you know, play preseason and now, you know, four games under their belt, you know, they don't look out of place at all out there. So I think that's probably the biggest surprise because, you know, obviously we're high on these guys and we draft them, but there is a big difference between, you know, NCAA basketball and the NBA. So, you know, all three of those guys, including Bruno, I think they've made a really fast adjustment.
How much do you read when Trey's going through a struggle last year for the first 4 weeks, when you draft Cam Reddish and everybody's got an opinion upon what his ceiling is and also what his basement is? Honestly, how much do you read about that stuff when it's thrown out nationally?
I really don't read into that. I've got a ton of confidence in Cam's ability. I think, you know, what you've seen so far in the four games, obviously, you know, he hasn't made a perimeter shot, but you've seen his defensive versatility. You know, we go into the Detroit game and we put him on Reggie Jackson, and now you've got a 6'8 kid with a 7-foot wingspan guarding a point guard. And, you know, he's quick enough to do that and has the length to be able to contest jump shots. Then we go into the Philly game and now he's guarding Tobias Harris, you know, 6'8, you know, kind of a 4'3. So anytime you get a player that has that sort of defensive versatility, that's a huge help for your team.
Well, really what it helps is Trae Young more than anybody else, does it not?
Well, that's true. And you think about, you know, all those years in Golden State and Klay Thompson complimenting Steph Curry on the defensive end, being able to guard, you know, the other team's point guard all those times. So, you know, we're trying to, you know, get as many high-skilled, good defensive players as we can to help our team defense and to help Trae as well.
Speaking of Steph Curry, it's amazing how quickly things can change in the NBA. The Warriors, the dynasty last year, struggling now, and they lose Steph Curry for now an indefinite amount of time. So having been there and now here, you realize things can turn pretty quickly.
No question. And that's, the way we're going about constructing this roster and building this team through the draft is we're trying to get a bunch of young talent that's going to be able to compete for a championship, but it's also going to be sustainable. So you don't want to be a one-hit wonder, but as you just pointed out, they had a great five-year run. But now it looks like it's going to be an uphill battle for him this season.
The other part of that is that if you have a guy, let's just say it's Trey, who can pick up a phone when you have $75 or $80 million in free agency, and he can say, we're having a good time here, and you're the piece that can help us win. In this league, the way it's set up, you need somebody to call somebody to say, we got it going on here, and come play with me, and come play with John. And I'm telling you, we can do something this town has never seen. I know that's not this season, but is that also part of the plan, hopefully?
No, for sure. I have a real strong belief that, free agents, obviously money's a factor. We all know that. But also, if they want to go someplace where they think they can win, someplace there, they want to look at a team, look at that team's nucleus and say, man, if I go there, we have a chance to be really special. That's what the sooner that we can prove that, and I think that you are starting to hear people around the league talk about the Hawks, talk about our young team, that's when, we really have a shot to go out into free agency and get, quote-unquote, different makers.
Finishing up with Travis Schlenk, GM of the Hawks, on the Loud Security Systems Newsmaker line. To a certain extent, do you see parallels between the way Cam Reddish is starting versus what we saw from Trae Young, who struggled a little bit out of the gate last year as well?
Just as far as the shooting, I think is really the only thing. Other than that, I think Cam's played really well. The other night when Trae went down, late in the third quarter and early in the fourth quarter, Coach Pierce put the ball in his hands and, the kid goes out in the last 15 minutes of the game and gets six assists, being the playmaker, being the facilitator on offense. I don't have any concerns about his jump shot. What you don't want to do is get it in his head. But we've seen him make pull up twos, off the dribble. We've seen him get to the rim and finish, and he'll get one to go down. I don't see it as a great comparison just because there was so much pressure on Trae. If you guys think back to the first summer league game, he goes 1-for-11 and it was a bust because of the trade with Dallas. There was so much pressure on him from day one, and Cam doesn't really have that pressure on him.
Travis, were you a gym rat guy in the beginning of your career? And if you were, do you miss being able to do sort of being in the colleges and watching practices and everything else that comes with the beginning of a career like this?
I started coming up. I was on the coaching side. I started on the video coordinator and then was an assistant coach. Gym rat, but not from the perception you're talking about, as a college scout out. I've never had to do that, so I guess I don't miss it. But I do miss my beginnings on the coaching side, just being in the heat of the battle down on the bench. Now I'm up in the stands and just watching like everyone else.
All right, Travis, well, listen, we appreciate the time. Hopefully the trend continues. I know you have to kind of play without Trae Young for a while. Let's see what happens tonight against the Heat, and hopefully we could talk as the season goes on.
All right, sounds good, guys. Thank you.
Yeah, and at some point, we got to get together. We're going to talk about the NBA GM job. Rick's son used to be so mad at me. At some point, I'd love to run it by you and see if you can get mad at me as well.
It takes a lot to make me mad, so let me know.
If anybody can do it, Domino can do it, Travis. Trust me.
I've got more than a theory. I believe it's fact, and Rick's son used to get very, very angry with me. At some point, we could sit down and discuss it if you're up for that.
Yeah, no question. I would love to.
All right, Travis. Again, we'll talk soon. Thanks for the time.
All right. Thank you, guys.
You got it. Travis Schlenk with us on the Loud Security Systems Newsmaker line here on the Fan 680 and 93.7 FM.